Welcome to In the Trenches with Dave Lapham, brought to you by First Star Logistics. Final thoughts, Cincinnati Bengals, Chicago Bears. First thing, can't go -3 in the turnover department on the road. That's coffin nails. You go -3 in the National Football League, you lose that football game 95-98% of the time. And when you look at it defensively, you give up 206 yards total offense for the game. In the red zone, give up one touchdown, three red zone penetrations, and you hold other opportunities to field goals. Usually that's winning football, but not when you commit four turnovers and you only get one. One takeaway, four giveaways. Joe Burrow, God bless him. Three consecutive passes, he throws interceptions. Then he comes back, two consecutive passes, throws touchdowns. I was trying to remember, did that ever happen before? Well, I'm getting old. It did happen in 2001. Cordell Stewart with the Pittsburgh Steelers in Cincinnati, December 30th, 2001, did it when he was playing against the Cincinnati Bengals. But that's a crazy stretch to have that adversity. Three straight passes that end up in an interception. I'd be hesitant to let the ball out of my hand at that point in time. But these guys have just, they can compartmentalize and move on. He just comes back and throws touchdown passes on two consecutive throws. That tells me that Joe Burrow is made of the right kind of fiber. You know, I mean, he can handle adversity and bounce back from it. Hopefully that never happens to him again. I don't think he's had a three interception game in his entire career at any level. Having three passes in a row, it's just mind boggling. So the turnovers obviously were the biggest factor in the football game. One of them was a pick six. One of them, their return to the 9-yard line. The defense held and limited that to nothing more than a field goal opportunity. But, you know, defensively, they played winning football. Offensively, you can't say the same. And the biggest problem and a reason for Joe Burrow's interception on the pick six, you have to have better pass protection. The Cincinnati Bengals, after 2 weeks in the National Football League, statistically, dead last, 32nd in the NFL again, sacks allowed per pass attempt. They've already given up 9 sacks. That tallies to 70 or more on the season. That would be an NFL record. And not just sacks, Joe Burrow getting hit. Not just getting hit, Joe Burrow's vision impaired. He never saw that linebacker. Why? Two things, as a former offensive lineman, two things in pass protection. You have to give the quarterback time, and equally important, you have to give him space, right? Space. The tackles are responsible for the width of the pocket. The center and guards are responsible for the depth of the pocket. There is no pocket depth right now. They are in Joe Burrow's face. He has no space. It's going to cause problems. It's going to cause turnover problems. Joe Burrow is coming off a knee reconstruction. Don't let people be crowding him. Keep the pocket depth. It's to the point where every time he follows through, I'm worried about his hand hitting a helmet and breaking a finger or a hand or something. Joe Burrow, at this stage of his rehabilitation, coming back from that injury, needs not only time, he needs space. Going to have to do a much better job in solidifying the pass protection in the middle between the center and guards. That's another takeaway. And they go hand in hand. I got to be able to run the football. You know, they didn't get the running game going. The momentum that they created against the Minnesota Vikings didn't carry over to the Chicago Bears game. The Bears made them more one-dimensional. To succeed against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and I can vouch for it, you have to be able to run the football. You have to be able to anchor that defensive football team. The Pittsburgh Steelers can rush the quarterback. So if you're one-dimensional, if all you're doing is falling back and firing the football down the field against the Pittsburgh Steelers, it can be a long day. Once again, another big key, they're going to have to do an even better job in Pittsburgh. The crowd is going to be loud. The crowd was loud in Chicago. It's going to be louder probably in Pittsburgh, a division rivalry. The Pittsburgh Steelers coming off a tough loss. Keep your poise in the noise. That is the biggest key in the football game. You cannot lose your poise. You have to stay disciplined, and you have to be able to handle the silent snap counts, the communication, all the things that you have to do offensively when you're in a hostile environment in a visiting stadium. You're going to have to get that done. And the football team in general, everybody do your job and do your job with discipline. When you're on the road, discipline is the biggest factor in the football game. I think if the Cincinnati Bengals just think about those things, improving on those things, you know, who's going to control the opponent's running game? That's a big deal. Which team is going to be one-dimensional? Which team is going to be balanced? And then, as a result of that, the team that is one-dimensional will have turnover problems. The teams that is balanced usually doesn't. So balance, protecting the football because you're balanced is a big deal. Those two things could lead to a victory in Pittsburgh. Keep your poise in the noise.
Hi, Dave Lapham here. Have you heard about In the Trenches with Dave Lapham presented by First Star Logistics? Catch new episodes from the world of sports and broadcasting. Search for In the Trenches with Dave Lapham on YouTube or wherever you get your podcasts.